right, welcome back, guys. It's a Diesel Performance Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Emke.
And I'm Nick Prignitz.
Nick, we have some cool stuff going on at the shop.
We always have cool stuff going on.
You're right. We do. This test that we just did, what we're going to get into today, I think I have a little bit added excitement compared to some of the other stuff that we do, because we get a lot of guys that call into the shop and they ask about gas versus diesel, 1500 versus 2500. They ask about comparisons. Comparisons are very, very common to ask over at the shop, because a lot of guys know that we do a lot of data collection.
Well, that we've been in the market for a long time and we've got experience with a lot of different trucks. And I think a lot of guys are curious to know if they're missing out, if they have the right truck for their application, and, you know, there might be something better out there for them.
So a couple weeks ago, we were sitting there brainstorming a couple ideas. And give the listeners a little bit of background. What was your great idea that we ended up shaping up?
Well, we have a lot of LS enthusiasm in our shop. I'm not going to name names, but there's quite a few LSAs, LS1s, LS, who knows, whatever, right? Everything GM small block is pretty popular in the shop here. So a few of the guys have 5.3s, 6.2s, et cetera. We have the 3.0 liter Duramax, the LM2, which I enjoy. So I thought, you know, why don't we, and this is purely spurned by trash talk that's going on in the shop, why don't we try and tow the GVW with both of these different trucks and just see which one handles it better, right? So the idea is to put a max load behind our 3-liter and one behind a 6.2.
And that max load was very funny looking, by the way. So the test study that we came up with was, we have a triple axle bumper pull.
Yep.
Aluminum trailer. Nice trailer. The trailer weighs a couple thousand pounds, right?
Probably.
Yeah. And then we decided to put a 1-ton crew cab dually LML Duramax behind it.
Don't forget the extra fuel tank.
With a 100-gallon auxiliary tank, full, right?
Yeah, I mean, you want to see what these things can do? Let's put some weight behind them.
So, for the listeners, we were using a half-ton truck, gas and diesel, to tow a 1-ton dually on a triple axle.
You got it.
It was a sight to see.
Yeah. It was fun. Both trucks did better than I thought they would.
I agree, and we'll dive into that.
Yes.
I do have to say, though, 10 years working with you, never seen you white knuckle anything in my life until we got into that 1500, the 3-liter.
Yeah, the first stretch down the road, 11,000 pounds on the bumper on a half ton truck it just feels awkward.
Uneasy?
First. Yeah, maybe very uneasy. I don't even know if 11,000 is the number. Maybe it's more than that. But both trucks, it took me a while to get used to it. I'm always unsure of how the braking situation is going to work. We didn't have a load distribution hitch, so we kind of did the best we could to set the truck over the triple axle in a way that didn't, you know, give us full squat.
I think strategically the truck was planted correctly.
We did the best we could. Yeah.
You know, the weight proportion was where it needed to be. I don't want to ask what your thoughts going into this were. I just want to dive into the experience, right? So you drove, I was in the passenger seat. We started with the 2020 3-liter Duramax.
Yes.
Okay. So I pulled up a couple of just quick stats on that. So the 2020 3-liter is 277 horsepower. Okay, at the crank, and that's at 3,750 RPM.
Okay.
And then it makes 460 foot-pounds of torque at a whopping 1,500 RPM.
I know you use that whopping number sarcastically.
No, but I didn't.
It is whopping.
I mean, 277 horsepower and make 460 foot-pounds? Like, that's pretty impressive.
It's a strong number for the truck. It's a strong number at 1,500 RPM. That is what's really...
That's where the whopping, for me came in, because that torque is very high at a very low RPM.
Yes. I think we should say whopping one more time for the listeners who are taking shots.
It's whopping.
Okay. So on top of that, we also tuned that 3-liter.
Yep.
Right? So it's got an extra 40 horsepower and 80 to 100 foot-pounds of torque, depending on, you know, where you're pulling the tune file. So it is, and it also has a TCM tune, which is important to note because it takes advantage of the torque down low even more, so you can lug the truck even more with that TCM file and really use boost instead of RPM to pull the load.
Right. And I think that's going to be something as we dive into this further, using boost versus RPM, when we get to the gas engine, that's what we had to play with, right? Yeah. There's no forced induction. So my money going into this was going to be that the diesel was going to shine on all fronts.
Okay.
I'll say being in the truck and in, you know, being in the passenger seat, listening to the engine, just applying, going up in speed, right? The acceleration, the truck itself did not seem like it was struggling in any way. And I think, granted, yes, it had a trans tune in it, but the 10 speed trans with the minimal RPM drop in between gear transitions, it complemented the engine's power band quite nicely.
Yeah. Yeah. You touch on a really important topic there. I think we could start this conversation around noise, right? That's one of the things that is something you consider while you're towing. Yeah. Noise, vibration, harshness, right? What does it feel like to be in the truck? What does a passenger feel like? You were a passenger.
Yeah.
The 3-liter, there's not a lot of drama.
No.
It's not a loud engine. It doesn't give off a lot of like dramatic intonations in the cab. It's not a lot of vibration. If the missus is in the passenger seat, I really don't see anybody raising an eyebrow with you using the power.
No, there was no abnormal feeling in the truck.
No.
It was very pleasant.
No hard shifts, no abrupt
downshifts,
nothing weird like that.
Everything was very refined. We ended up going through a couple of small towns, some stop and goes. I mean, we definitely got some odd looks.
Sure.
From,
the loop was 25 miles. A lot of weird looks.
Yeah.
That truck pulling a 3/4 or a 1-ton truck. But yeah, NVH on that one was solid. Why don't we talk about noise vibration on this 6.2.
So, like I said, going into this, I wrote off the gas engine even before we got into this, okay? But I have to say, from the feeling of the truck, it towed nicely.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But the one thing that is a little alarming is going to be the sound coming from just the truck in its entirety. Okay, where we're able to operate the 3-liter and run, let's say, 1,500 to 2,200 RPM, okay, roughly, maybe a little more. The gas engine, man, I mean, that thing was singing 4,000 or 5,000 RPM pretty consistently.
Certainly getting onto the pulling onto that 2-lane highway, so pulling off of Franklinville on the 176, where I needed to get up to speed with traffic, the 6.2 needed over 4,000 RPM just to get up to speed with traffic.
Yes.
The 3-liter could do it with, like you said, about 2,500 RPM, 2,700 RPM maybe. And that 3-liter felt a lot more composed in the process. The 6.2 is a noisier engine.
Of course.
Some people like that. I enjoy, you know, on a 23-mile drive, like, I enjoyed a little pipe.
It's not a big deal.
You know, a little extra Magnaflow
but
in my life.
If you were to go 8 to 10 hours, you know, I think that would be a little laboresome.
Yeah, certainly if you were in the hills at altitude or going for a really long tow, like, I think that would get old.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. I think the pleasure of being in the truck and driving it long distance, you know, I don't think guys ever talk about comparing sound in engine operations.
Sure.
But I think, like, as you're talking about the towing experience or just the driving experience, like, that holds a value.
It plays on your senses, man.
It does.
It wears you out after a while. Like, 5 hours listening to something sing, like, you're going to be tired of it after a while.
So another big thing that we tested back and forth was mileage.
Okay.
Yep. You know, anybody that's a, you know, probably a majority of our listener base, you know, we're more diesel oriented. So there's a natural expectation that the diesel engine is going to be more efficient than getting into the gasoline engine. But man, I was a little surprised about the difference between the two.
You were expecting a big difference. I mean, there was a big difference in mileage.
There was.
I don't think we need to hold out here. The diesel did 12.5 miles per gallon about on our loop. And this is anecdotal, right? This isn't like a scientific test. But I drove the truck pretty similarly.
But we did the test back to back.
Back to back, yes. And the gas engine was 8.5.
Yeah.
So 4 miles per gallon difference, or about 45% difference in fuel consumption. I did that math 2 weeks ago on my phone, so it might be off by a couple percent.
Yeah, we're in the ballpark.
That's a lot of fuel, man.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of stopping.
So I guess when you back into some of this, and might I add, the gas truck was tuned. Okay.
Yeah.
So the gas truck, it's an 8-speed automatic. 6.2, you know, LS, LT, whatever. I think it's LT engine in that.
It's a direct inject, I believe.
Yeah. So, yeah, LT. You know, the power gains are not anything to write home about, you know, but then again, the 3 liter, like those power gains aren't really crazy to write home about either. You know, we probably pick up 15, 20 horsepower, something I would expect out of one of the LTs.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. The power gains on the gas engine, not spectacular, but it starts with 420 horsepower and 460 foot-pounds. It's just that power is only available at 5,600 RPM, and that torque is available at 4,100 RPM. So
correct.
You have to use the engine. You have to use engine speed to get it.
Yeah.
That thing's thirsty when it's up there.
Oh, now another thing, too, that I noticed, the happiness of each platform once we were done with our drive.
Okay.
We get back from the 23-mile loop with the 3 liter. You shut it off. No unpleasant smells. No odd crackling. No, just the truck did exactly what it was supposed to.
Sure.
You get back with the 6.2, and you could smell that the cats were hot. You could tell there was some crackling going on as the temperatures were starting to come down. You could just tell that the gas engine was working a little harder, I would say, compared to the diesel.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say if you're daily use of this thing, like I just don't see reliability wise you're putting a lot of heat into that system.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can't take it. I don't know. I'm not the engineer on the deal, but like you said, anecdotally, walking away from both trucks, that gas truck was hot.
Yeah.
And the diesel just did not seem to be as phased by it.
So to the guys downstairs, right? To the guys that have the beef right now. You know, there's a couple of our guys in the shop that are in the turbo department that have 5.3s, and there's a couple guys with the 6.2s. There's a couple guys with 6 liters. I mean, there's an array of LSLT stuff downstairs. What would be the deciding factor for you as an end user if you were in the market, you weren't looking for a 3/4 ton, you weren't looking for a 1 ton, you knew you were going to do a 1/2 ton truck?
Yeah.
What would be the the deciding factor there?
It would be how often I towed, I think, and how far I towed. Like, let's say I have a camper that I pull with this thing, and I pull it weekly during the summer, and I go for 4 or 5 hour trips. I really think the 3 liter is the winning platform for that. I think if I have a bass boat that I take out once a month, the 6.2 is fine,
or the
gas engine's fine. And even if you're... You know, it's not that the 6.2 can't do the job. It's just 4 or 5 hours or more at that weight. And especially if you have a camper that's like a wind brick and, you know, you're really using the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be stopping for fuel a lot.
I just, as you say that, I'm thinking, you know, we had an open trailer with a truck on top of it. I couldn't imagine having an enclosed trailer or a camper where it's more blockier, you know, it's a flat face.
Yeah.
That would just make that driving experience that much more unpleasant, I feel.
You're gonna take that penalty in fuel.
And engine harmonics, you know, once again, backing into that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the guys downstairs, the first thing they want to know, though, is performance.
Okay.
Right, because that's where the shit talking starts.
Oh.
So it's important to know that when we test a vehicle and we ask to use your truck for a test, that we are going to run it 0 to 60, regardless of the load behind it. So
regardless of the 11,000 pounds that's hanging off the bumper. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's not your truck. What do you care? So
well, I have to fix it if I break it, I'm sure.
So the 3 liter, you know, we did the test 0 to 60 with the weight behind us. What did the 3 liter come out to?
3 liter was 20 seconds flat to 60.
20 seconds flat. I always joke around the few times I've gone sled pulling, right? Prior, I never really thought that sled pulling was an exhilarating thing, you know, because you're not really going fast. You're not doing much.
Sure.
And then you get behind the wheel of a sled pull truck and you yank the sled and it's a rush. Equal to an 11,000 pound behind a truck, flat footing it from a standstill from a 0 to 60. It's a different type of feeling.
It is. It's a lot of emotion crammed into 20 seconds, and you wouldn't think it'd be a white knuckle experience, but you know, it certainly gets the blood going.
So 20 seconds flat.
20 seconds flat.
Now we get into the 6.2.
Yeah. Full song, man. That thing was screaming.
The thing was singing. The thing was singing.
Yeah, I think we should play that right now. Play it.
Duty.
Okay. So the 6.2 goes 0 to 60 in 17 seconds.
Wow. So 3 seconds faster.
3 seconds faster, 0 to 60.
Than the diesel.
Which 17 to 20, I was expecting like, I don't know, 12, 13. Like I was expecting like, I don't know why. I was just expecting a bigger difference.
You thought the gas was going to do it quicker?
I did.
Really?
Yeah. Especially with the 8-speed. I mean, you have a kind of a slug out of the hole a little bit, you know, in first gear. But once that thing gets wound up, like, it's not dropping RPM very much.
No.
And it's right at 6,000, you know, shifting at 5,900 or whatever. I mean, you're using, you know, 430, 440 horsepower.
Yeah,
I just think, like, anyway, the difference in power between the two was muted with the trailer behind it,
yeah.
I think is a way to say it. Empty, the 6.2 is a faster truck. Like,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And certainly loaded, the 6.2 is a faster truck if you're willing to use all the throttle.
Yeah.
Driving the truck, the 3-liter has the feeling that it has every bit as much power as a 6.2, if not more, because the torque is there early.
It's disguised.
Yeah.
You know, I think the 10-speed versus the 8-speed has a role in that, you know, and keeping the engine right in its power band.
Sure.
And having it be turbocharged nonetheless, and
yep.
taking advantage of low RPM, like you said, and utilizing the turbocharger. It all kind of goes in hand, because, I mean, if I were to get behind the wheel of both trucks, the first thing that I would say, not knowing power numbers, is that the 3-liter is more powerful than the 6.2. But when you're driving the vehicle around town, you're not using 4,000 or 5,000 RPM worth.
Right. Right.
So when you're playing around in the 1,500 to 3,000 RPM window, I mean, the diesel engine is going to shine for that particular
yeah. And operation. We were able to keep the 3-liter in that window most of the time driving it.
Yeah.
1,500 RPM, the truck had more than enough snort to keep the load at speed and to accelerate slightly, keep up with traffic. I really didn't find it downshifting until we got on the grade.
Yeah.
So I was impressed.
Yeah. And I wonder what's going to happen. I know, you know, you and the guys downstairs, the engineers and the turbo department side of things, there's been some discussion about, you know, maybe doing like a 3-liter turbo and some other upgrades on that, which, you know, maybe we're going to have to revisit this test.
I would love to. I would love to revisit this test with a little more power in the 3-liter.
Yeah.
The packaging on the 3-liter, I wish was a little different design to kind of facilitate a compound turbo. I think that engine would have been beautiful.
So the turbocharger reversed the way it is just not very practical for modifications?
It's not so much the turbocharger placement as the DPF placement
okay.
and all the EGR stuff. They packaged everything so tightly in the engine compartment to minimize heat loss, I think, that it's just, it'd be very tough to engineer anything else in there, you know?
I could see that. I mean, considering that it's an inline engine, you know, and coming from, you know, like we've had a, you know, a 6.7 Cummins truck with compounds and
yeah.
full emissions, it's really disturbing to think that a factory 3-liter Duramax engine compartment is packed tighter than a 6.7 Cummins with a full emission system and compounds.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like where your head's at. That's a good comparison. You know, on the Cummins Ram, the canister is underneath the truck.
Yeah.
And on the 3-liter, it's not. Everything's
right there.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the struggle. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's certainly would be a challenge.
Oh,
I think it'd be. Maybe if we can talk Whirly into it, you know, it might be a team effort. But, you know, the truck has great response the way it is. Tuned, it's really pleasant to drive. I think for the everyday user, like, it's a good, you know, it's a good fit.
I'll say a lot of the things that I liked about the smaller engine, the 2.8,
yeah.
right, the Colorado, I've always been a big fan of the power delivery of that engine.
Okay.
Never a fan of the size of the truck.
Yeah.
And I feel like the 3-liter is just like its big brother. You know,
it
drives very similar. Power delivery, torque output, that kind of thing. Just the power band of the truck, it's very similar.
It is.
But you get it in a full-size truck.
Yes, the full-size cab is nice, and yeah. I think it's also a smoother engine.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do we have to say about this topic? Is there any parting thoughts that you want to leave? I mean, you asked me what I thought about which truck would I pick. Like, is there something that, is there one that
I will say that
deciding factor.
I am biased towards the diesel application, right? Like, I live in a world where if you have a pickup truck, it has to be diesel.
Sure.
Right? And it's a weird thought process that, like, I've kind of always had.
Okay.
But I will say that the 6.2 very much impressed me from the pickup power under a load. Granted, the 6.2 that we drove had an exhaust system, so it had a little bit more of a distorted, audio
audible
to it.
Yeah,
the audibility was a little bit more. But I thought it did really, really well. I was very much impressed. I was more impressed with the 6.2 than I was the 3-liter, because I had an expectation of the 3-liter already. I didn't really have that expectation on the 6.2. But if it was me, I mean, I would have to lean on the 3-liter for that.
All right.
So.
Well, that's just honesty, man. I appreciate that.
And now, Justin, the owner of that truck, is talking about doing some upgrades to that as well.
Well, around here, it's never enough, right?
No. Nope.
A supercharger, a turbo on it, or whatever. Yep. And, I mean, the LS or LT motor is a totally different animal at that point.
Totally different animal. So it'd be cool to
but
play with.
There's going to be a lot of heat there also.
Yeah,
and that
that's
would
true.
Make me nervous.
Okay. So no loaded 0 to 60 then, you're saying?
I mean, it's not my truck.
But you said you had to pay to fix it. So, cool. Well, it was a great idea. It was a cool project. It was cool to kind of do the back and forth, and compare the two trucks.
I think we should encourage our listeners to, if they want to comment on this episode, is there any other comparison that you would like to see in a future episode, right? Because I had fun doing it.
We could cook up a LB7 8.1 style comparison, too. We could do that.
There's a small cheer growing in the back row.
But
we could do that. Yes, that's possible.
But no, guys, if there's anything that you want to see in a comparison, if you liked what you heard here today, we have some video clips, stuff like that, too, that we can go back to. Feel free to comment. For today, I'm Chris.
And I'm Nick.
Thank you for listening.
It's important to know that when we test a vehicle and we ask to use your truck for a test, that we are going to run it 0 to 60, regardless of the load behind it. So,
regardless of the 11,000 pounds that's hanging off the bumper. Yeah, no, definitely.